We are now beginning the fifth chapter in the Maimer Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, as explained by the Chassidus Mevueres. We have now seen all three Eitzos as to what a person should do in the month of Elul. The number one Eitzah is a person should try to recover his soul by doing tshuva and looking for it and searching for the soul that's within himself. And by doing tshuva, he'll be able to do that. He has rachmanis on his soul and he does tshuva. Number two, if you don't even feel the rachmanis, that means you've really been cut off and your soul's been cut off, and you should have rachmanis for that and plead before HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask for this rachmanis, and Hashem's mercy can come all the way down to you, and then you can begin to make that approach to Hashem. And the third one is finally that you have to suffer, and you have to try to induce the suffering. And although nowadays we don't have a fast and all these things, but to give the tzedakah and do things that basically focus you away from your body. And if you can focus yourself away from your body, then you can come back to finding the soul that's lost inside you. So either you can, you realize the soul is there and you're just looking for it, or you're asking Hashem for rachmanis over the fact that you just don't even feel anything about what's going on, or you're so far away that you've got to really disengage yourself as much as possible from focus on the body to be able to have that neshama come alive. So those were the three solutions. So what's left to talk about? So there is, if we look in the Chassidus Mevueres on the right hand column in the brackets that are in parentheses, you'll see what the gist of this final parak is. It says, V'perak Zemosif, in this parak the Rebbe adds on, the Gam La'akra Yisharam Itzliach B'ha'avoda Tuvikashta Misham Hashem Elokecha. After the person succeeds in his service of fulfilling the pasuk of, and you shall search from there Hashem your God. Yidreshin menu od avoda ruchanis bishvil kabbalas ha'aras panim elyonim. So now we need another service, a spiritual service, in order to receive the holy, supernal, shining countenance from Hashem. In other words, we have to have a way to keep what comes to us, as he will explain. Back upstairs. Achod achasi tzarich loshis etzus benavsho. It's one more thing that a person has to come up with the tools for himself. Mashikasav, as the pasuk says, b'shvakim uberuchavos avaksha es sha'ava nafshi, etc. That in the marketplaces, in the streets, I have searched out the one that my soul loves. Etc., etc. Pasuk goes on. Ad shemotzasi es sha'avo nafshi, until I found the one that my soul loves. Achaz tiv, I grabbed onto him. V'lo arapena, I didn't let go. Ad shevesi v'beis imi v'cheder horosi, until he brought me to the house of my mother and to the house of my parents. That's what the pasuk is saying, which needs a lot of explanation. Vine, what is this aspect of bechinas achipus? What do you mean this searching now? Hu b'shvakim v'rchavos, when you're looking in the streets and in the marketplaces, b'mokam haveda, that's in the place where things are lost. Ach af gam imotzas haveda. Ah, but even after you find the lost object, there's one more part. Hino lo yiskayim bo, it doesn't remain within him. The Or Hashem, this light of Hashem doesn't stay. You're looking for it. Oh, I found it. But how do you know you can keep it? Bilti kelim, without kelim, without utensils. Kiseh gari mistalkas or kenot, if you don't have the utensils, it will cause the removal of this light, as is well known. In other words, the Shechina, the divine presence, is not comfortable in this world, generally speaking, because this world is a very physical, mundane world, and the Shechina is very holy. So even if you find the holiness, it's not going to stay. So you have to create a kli, you have to create a vessel, a a utensil, in order to keep it in this world. You've got to be able to retain this tremendous, infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's coming into you. So let's take a look at the Chassidus Mohavris and explain this part. Ach od achas hi tzarek loshis eitzis benav. Okay, skip the bold and go to the regular print. Bepasuk zeh, in this pasuk of Bishvachim, Avakshas eshaava navshi, it says, this pasuk says, I search for the one that my soul loves. I search in the marketplace, in the streets. Mitar esachipus legalos esanitzutz aloki shavodim. It describes the search that goes on in order to uncover the godly spark within the person. Shezeh inyan, that's the concept of, the pasuk says, esho avo nafshi, my soul loves. That's what my soul loves. My soul loves this godly spark that's inside of me. Shiva'ava hativish shebenafshi sekoli, so it's the natural love that's in the soul of every Jew. Anikras ahava misuteris, that's called the secret love. Secret admirer. Lefisha sibas ahava zu, because the reason for this love is hanitzu salok yamachayas anafish, is the godly spark that gives life to the soul. Shuganus, it's hidden, as we've explained. Uba bechinas hester va'elam ma'od bativo, which is naturally very much hidden within the person. So this is what we are seeking out. As we're seeking out, this natural love that the soul has is what we're searching for. Well, the madgish pasuk, this is what the pasuk stresses. Even after you find the love, tzorach lomar, tzorach lios, you have to have a chasti v'lar pena. You have to grab onto it. I grabbed onto it and I didn't let go of it, as he will explain. So let's go to the next column. But you know what's the concept? Kfar nizbar la'el. We already explained. Da achipu supe mokam aveda. You have to search in a place where it's lost. Etc. I'm looking for it in the streets, in the marketplaces. As we said, these are the words, speech, and thoughts that are not for Hashem. The marketplace, the street, the business world. That's where you lose yourself. Also, in the business world, you do things that have nothing to do with Hashem at all. Hashem is not in your business world. Because if He is, you're not going to make the same profits, you think. So that's where you lost Him. You lost them in the boardrooms. You lost them on the street. So now you got to go find that neshama, that love. Okay. So now, imgam kishemoytzi begal avas Hashem belibo. So now let's say you go and find it. You've done what we told you to do until now. It says, that's it. I feel it. I'm feeling good coming into Rosh Hashanah. I've accomplished this. Halavad. So it's still not enough. Because Torah lihios, you have to have the next concept of a chasti v'lar pena. I grabbed onto it, and I didn't let go. Shinyano beruchonesu, the spiritual concept is, which we call asiyas kelim, making the utensils, making the receptacles. The main kelim, lo'or, if there's no receptacles for the light, hareza garim shor misis talek, it will cause that the light will vanish, leave. Why? Visha or tivo lalos l'malo l'shrashim. As we know, the nature of light, its nature is to rise up to its root. As you're going to see in a minute, the Rebbe will give an analogy to this in a second. Levikach, therefore, v'shiskayim ba'odam or Hashem v'iskal salokis manitzus salokis v'kirbo, tzarech lahalbish asa'or v'kelim. So in order to maintain, for the person to maintain the light of Hashem and the godly revelation from this godly spark that's inside you, you have to enclose the light with receptacles. V'kachu be'or ha'ava, and that is the way it is with the light of love. Esha ava nafshi, as the pasuk says, that which my soul loves. Di'im ein la'ava kli v'lavush b'mash tishara v'tislavi sha'ava shetavo ha'ava li'tegil b'foil mamish tispat la'ava ki ein or b'lo kli l'vush. He's saying that if the love doesn't have a utensil to enclose it, to enclose that which being mashra, is descending and residing and being enclosed in the love. If you don't have anything to catch it, that this love should come to literally being revealed in an active way. If you don't enclose it, then that love will get lost. Leave. Because there is no light without a utensil to hold it. You've got to be able to retain that which you get. This godly gift of the closeness to Hashem, it's not naturally comfortable in this world. Just as the candle, as he will explain, is the Ner Elokim, right? The candle of God is the soul, right? So this whole spirituality isn't comfortable in this physical world. And even if you get it for a moment, it's only for a moment. It will leave. It will not stay. You have to do a lot of work to bring it down, to reveal it from inside, and for Hashem to pour it into you. But it's not happy being here. It's still in a very foreign body. So you've got to create the utensil that will be holy enough to keep it, that it won't leave, it won't run away. So it can do all this work and have an amazing Rosh Hashanah, right? And then after Rosh Hashanah, out it goes. You lost it. Couldn't hold on to it. So you have to do something to keep on to it. You've got to do something spiritual to keep on to this. So what is it that we need to do? Okay, now Eitz Alasos Kelim LaHashem. What is the good advice, the method in which you create the utensil for the light of Hashem? Vehem. So what do you got to do? Vehem Osios HaTorah. These are the letters of the Torah, which he's going to tell you. You got to learn Torah. Got to learn Torah. Because going back to that verse, Ki Beis Imi, when the pasuk says the house of my mother, Zu Torah Shebechsav. This is the written law. The cheder horasi, and the room of my parents, zu Torah shebal peh. This is the oral law. Kamo shekasev, as the pasuk says, Keshem Elokecha, because Hashem your God, eish ochlahu. It's a consuming fire. It's a consuming fire. Hashem is a consuming fire. I'm on the next page. Ukashem Shiefsher Laish Lachos Belip Sila Oshum Dover Hanechospo. And just like fire, it's impossible for fire to catch on to anything without a wick and without something for the fire to catch on to. So that's the pshat. Kach, that's what the pasuk is saying. Achasti Vilar Penra, will grab onto it, won't let go. Achevesiv, until I bring it in. Until I bring it home. I've got to bring it home. Okay. And let's just stop there, so we can backtrack. Back on page Chof Hey, the last piece of Chassidism verse. Lower left-hand side. HaKelim Lor Hashem, what are the utensils for the light of Hashem? Hemosios HaTorah, they are the letters of the Torah. V'zeh Shemamshich B'kosav, and that's what the pasuk continues. It says, after I've gone into the marketplace, and I've been searching for it, until I found it, and I'm going to grab it and not let go, until, what does it mean? Until I bring it to the house of my mother and the house of my parents, what does that mean? That's the last part telling you how to retain it. That's what the pasuk continues. Ache vesi vel beis imi vel cheder harasi. The imi, because the mother and horasi and parents, right, koi al osio satorah. That's referring to the letters of the Torah, meaning shel Torah shebichsav, shel Torah shebopeh, the written and oral law. Shein hakelim lo Hashem, they are the utensils for the light of Hashem. Let's look in footnote 38. He explains why. He says, Beis Imi, the house of my mother, is a code word because what do we know about the mother? What does the mother have? She makor havlad. The mother is the source of the baby. Makor is also a Talmudic term to refer to the actual womb of the mother, which is also interesting, called in Hebrew. You know, they don't have all kinds of crazy words. It's called the Makor. Makor means the root, the source, because that's where the baby is sourced and rooted in. So that's Rome, so that's all hinting to the Torah Shebichsav. That's all hinting to the written law, which is really, in the brackets, it's the root of all Torah. It's the root of it all. The five books of Moses, it's the root. Just like the mother's womb is the root. So that's what it means, basically, the house of my mother, that's a code word for written law. The cheder harasi, at the room of my parents, who Torah shebal peh, that's the oral law. Why? Kamo shavlad nitam bebetan imo. Just like the child is put into the stomach of the mother, kachu inyan ratzon ha'elyon ha'maluvash bedini ha'torah shebal peh, isur v'heter, chayv zaki, etc. So is the concept of the highest desire that's enclosed, Hashem's greatest rustin is enclosed in the laws of the oral law that tells you what's allowed, what's not allowed, who's guilty, who's innocent, etc. These are the words of the Rebbe earlier, but now he's going to explain. Clarving to say, Torah Shebal Peh, the oral law, who kamo vlad shel Torah Shebichsav. It's like the child of the written law. Right? The written law is the basis, and it gives birth to the oral law. Kifisha vlad adayim beten imo, just like the child is still in the womb of the mother, because it develops fully inside the womb. Because the oral law is what develops the will of Hashem, and it's not separate from the Torah Shebichsav. So there's a connection to that. So, I think I should change that. Cheder Horasi, I believe here would not mean of my parents. I think of the conception. I think of the conception, which is developing within the womb. It's not clear exactly. Horasi also means my parents. Hori, my parents. Hora means to become pregnant, to conceive, to mean the conception. So I think the conception one works better. So you have the womb, which is the root, and then the conception and the development that develops within the womb. So just like the written law is the absolute root, but then the oral law develops from that root. So you've got the womb, and then you've got the development within the womb that's happening over here. But that's all analogous to Torah. So he's saying that the Pasuk is saying, how do you hold on to this light that you catch? It is the Torah root that is the Torah that enables it to stay. Next page. The next piece of Chassidus Mevaris. Because Hashem's holiness is compared to a fire that needs something to catch it. So, B'tzat Chunasun Shibor Hashem, in terms of this nature of the light of Hashem, Shemisad Aso, in and of itself, Hayimistalak Lamal, it would go up and leave. So, Kalim Shiskayim Lamati, you need utensils to keep it below. Nimshal Ora Yisprach Leish, the light of Hashem is like a fire, it's been compared to a fire. Kizo Itchuna Sa'esh, Shaskuka Lapsilo, that fire needs to have a wick, Ukayes, or anything similar to that. Lehakos, for the gravity of Lazol, the Iskayim Aish, without that the fire will not last. Why? Because the light of the fire by nature wants to leave the wick and catch onto its root, which is the root above. So this fire, this gift that Hashem gives you, this closeness to Hashem, it's like a fire that wants to leave, and you got to catch it and hold it. And how do you hold it? You only hold it with Torah. And now back upstairs, this will bring you another pasuk. We'll bring you a Zohar. We could eat the Zohar as we find in the Zohar. Ala Pasuk, going back to what we quoted yesterday, Haroa b'Shoshanim, my beloved who is the shepherd of the roses, who shepherds within the roses. Shoshanim, another word for Shoshanim, besides the fact we said, lehishtanos, to change, comes the word shoineh. Shoineh means to learn. Shoshanah halachos, that you learn halachos, you learn laws. Right, that's a Shoshanah. So the Jews are a Shoshanah on many levels. Right, we're a Shoshanah, we're a rose, but we can change colors, and we can change from red to white, but we change from red to white through heat, and that can change us to purify us. And also, obviously it goes together, it's not in contradiction, not an extra shot, it goes hand in hand, and we're the ones who learn Torah, we're Shona, we learn Torah. Therefore, God is called the Roa, the shepherd. They sustain to their Father in heaven. Meaning to say, through our engagement in Torah, shuritzoni isprach, which is the will of Hashem, ruach, a spirit brings a spirit. We'll have to explain this below. Va'amshich ruach, and draws forth the spirit. Meaning to say, liyasherim isgalav obechinas pnimis ritzoni isprach, to have descend and hover and reveal itself. This inner aspect of the will of Hashem. Kemo shal yidei achilas adam. Just like how when a person eats, when you eat, your machaber nishmasu v'gufo. Your body and soul are connected when a person's eating if they're attuned to what's going on. Shispashtu bo kochos nishmasu v'chavo. That the powers of the soul are expanded greatly, just like when you're eating. So just like when the atoms, when you eat, you're bringing life to yourself more. Kach kivyachol Yisrael mefarnesin lavish b'shemayim. So too the Jews sustain their Father in heaven. Ayideh Torah v'amitzvah shehem ritzon yisparach. That is the Torah and the mitzvahs, which is the will of Hashem, which is what the Zohar calls ruach aisi ruach, a spirit bringing a spirit, va'amshach ruach and draws forth the spirit, v'yasher miskala bechinas ara ritzon ha'alyon, which brings out to reveal this aspect of the will of Hashem. Baras panim, etc., etc. They also have Torah through letters Torah. All right, that was a big mouthful, which we need to explain. Let's go below. He brings the Zohar on the right hand, middle of the column. Avodazu, this service, this asiyas kelim, making the utensils, are the osiyas Torah through the letters of the Torah. Nirmas gam because of its hinted to back to that pasuk of Ani L'Dodi. It's that same pasuk we've been working on the whole 2 weeks. Ani L'Dodi, I am to my beloved. And it ends off B'tevis with the words Haroa Hashashan, the one who shepherds amongst the roses. Question for our Zohar explains Shashani means Shashanim Halachas. They learn laws. Shuinian Torah, that's Torah. So he explains Umadayik, and we can deduce from this Haroa Hashashan, the shepherd of the roses. The roa, what does a shepherd do? Hu Hamachil Esatzon, he feeds the sheep. Shehamare nase dam ubasar mipsarim. That now the pasture, alright, the pasture becomes blood and meat from their flesh. You develop that from their flesh. Vekachu beruchani, so it is in spirituality. Right? If you're eating, it develops the flesh, so too with spirituality. The Amr Chazal, Yisrael mefarnesim lavina shemayim. They sustain to their Father in heaven, which ulechura tamu. That's a wonder. If Shaykh Lomer said Klav Yisrael, how's it that we can sustain Hashem? That's the problem. The Chazal say the Jews sustain their Father in heaven. How does a Jew sustain their Father in heaven? Hashem is the sustainer. Achagavanim is that, but what does it mean? Meaning he slapshus or ashchin of Neisrael, the enclothement of the holy light within the Jew. The Jews cause that the supernal light flows into them and remains and it gets enclosed in them. That's how we sustain Hashem, because that's what Hashem really wants. Sustaining means providing another being's needs. So Hashem's need, as it were, is to reside in this world. But it's so hard for that to happen. So he only can do that if the Jews enable him, his spirit, to reside amongst us. So this is how we support Hashem. Parnas means to support. So we give God support. Not that he needs our support. He could have created the system differently, but he created the system in a way that will only come down if we sustain it. So that's what he's saying. That we have to do that which will bring it down and keep it down. So how does that happen? By us being engaged in Torah, she returned his breath, which is the will of Hashem. Ah, that is the will of Hashem. The will of Hashem is powerful enough to contain this holiness. So measure for measure. Gormim laham shich pnimius ritzonis breath. So they cause that this inner desire of Hashem is drawn into their souls. Vaklal b'zor, and this rule of Zohar, which is ruach, I see ruach, va'amshich ruach, which he explains in Hebrew in the brackets. Ruach v'hisaris adam, the spirit and the arousal of the person, maybe imamshich ruach ma'amala, brings the ruach from above, and draws it back in. And then he brings the analogy of eating. So now he'll explain. Ukamashol mazon, gashmi, just like physical food, physical sustenance. Shal yado mispashetes hanefesh be'evri aguf umislabeshes be'em lachayosam. That through the physical sustenance spreads the nefesh, lowest level of neshama, spreads into the different body parts and enclothes in them to give them life. Just like when you eat. Eating, there's not only physical aspect, but even on a simple level, the food brings vitamins and nutrients that goes through the body that gives you life. So kach, just like that happens with food, kach polim b'nei Yisrael, al yidei avodasam, so do the Jews activate through their service. As we learned in the many, many years ago, the Nefesh HaChaim, that davening and avodas Hashem, that's the meals you provide Hashem. The Zohar calls it, it's the meals you provide Hashem. What's a korban called? We say the korban tamid every day. Bring a korban tamid, right? What is that? You know, es korbani lachmi. Bring my korban, my bread. Since when is a korban called God's bread? That's exactly what it's called. It sustains Hashem to the point that He can bring His divine presence down and it stays down. When you bring a korban, that was the aspect of feeling closeness to Hashem. Korban comes from the word korov, close. When you bring a korban, you're, as it were, feeding Hashem. You're sustaining Hashem. What do you mean sustaining? You're sustaining what He wants, what He needs. His need is to descend in this world and stay in this world. It only happens if the Jews want it. So that's what we're saying. That happens through other avodas as well, through learning Torah. Right? Laham shechiyos alokis nafsha, to draw forth life into that godly part of their soul. V'nimtza comes out. Here's the main point. Shetorasam, that the Torah you learn, havi kamo mazon lenefesh. It's like sustenance for the human soul. Zainim afarnesim avishim hashem. That what means we sustain, we support our Father in Heaven, which is hamshachas hashchina mata, drawing forth the Shekhinah below and keeping it there. Uparnasa zu, and this parnasa, this support, haroa of the shepherd, he had a Torah daika. All specifically through Torah. That's what it means. Bashoshanim. Haroa Bashoshanim. That shepherds amongst the roses. Shoshanim. Shoshonim halachas. That learn halach. Kedei'in haTorah. When a person looks deeply into Torah. Shechachmas haTorah nitfeses u'mesachetes. Imoach v'sechel adam. That when the wisdom of Torah grabs hold and is unified with the mind of the person, just like physical food becomes the blood and meat like the existing flesh of the person, measure for measure, as the Pasuk says, that the Spirit brings a Spirit, it brings that the eternal light of Hashem is able to enter into the person and reside within the person. And that's what he says in the bracket. So in Asizkem, that's what it means to make the utensils. Shal Yodam Yiskaim or Hashem Benefesh Adam Sha'or Nasik Momosal Nefesh. That through this the light of Hashem remains in the person, that and that the light becomes a sustenance for the soul of the person. So that's the idea of Haroah B'Shoshanim, the one who shepherds amongst the Shoshanim, where you're providing sustenance, but what's going on? That the Jews are really sustaining Hashem in a way that Mita Kenegan Mita, then Hashem will sustain the Jew. The Jew does the Avodas Hashem, that is what Hashem wants. That's Hashem's support. You support Hashem, Hashem supports you. And therefore this unbelievable or that you've done the other avoda to bring it in, you've done tshuva and all these things, and you're bringing the ore in, you're feeling it, but it's so powerful, it can't stay, it needs something to grab onto it, and that's the roh of a shoshanim, the one who shepherds amongst those, and he will now sustain the shoshanim, he will sustain those that are learning Torah. He sustains them, meaning, and now, you know, and a Jew really is sustained as well by Hashem's presence and the feeling of closeness being within the person, and that's the sustenance that we need. So we sustain him, and he sustains us. That's what the Pasuk is saying. So it becomes very clear that if you're approaching an Elul without learning Torah, you're finished. If you're not learning Torah, you got no Kalim. So no matter what. So you understand why for most people, the high holiday period, they're just missing the whole boat. Because number one, they're not doing anything to prepare themselves to receive this divine light and to appreciate the Malchus Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. Because as we said, the Ani L'Dodi part, I into my beloved, I have to do the work. That's the work of Elul. And on all the levels that we've explained, what you have to do, You have to do tshuva and all these things to be able to. Again, Hashem encourages you in El. You feel something. You got to go out and make it happen. And when you make it happen, then Hashem gives it all to you. And even if you give it all to you, and maybe you did a lot of tshuva. Maybe you did a lot of tshuva, but you don't learn any Torah. So then you can't hold it. It's weight. The fire has nothing to catch onto. The fire comes down to you on Rosh Hashanah. It's there for that short period of time, but then out. There's nothing to hold it. The only thing that can hold it is Torah. Why Torah? Because what is this fire, this light, all this stuff? It's the connection Hashem wants to have with you. That's what it is. That deep connection. Now that deep connection, as much as it's with you, but it's coming from above, and wants to go back to where it came from. So how can you hold it? How can you grab it? You grab it by being what is will make it comfortable to stay. And what's comfortable to stay? The fire is comfortable to stay within those that express the Ratzon of Hashem. You express the will of Hashem, and the will of Hashem is His Torah. And of course, there's all kinds of conditions to how you learn Torah, which is a whole other discussion. It's got to be Torah Lishma. You got to learn Torah for the sake of Torah. Learning Torah because you want to do the will of Hashem. And every time you sit down, you say, I want to get close to you by learning the Torah. I want to create. This is the utensil. Has to be a sincere utensil. But if you're learning Torah sincerely, then you'll keep it. So now, if you're not going to be doing that, so then, you know, even if you do a lot of tshuva, and you feel terrible, and you really did a lot, and you felt great on Rosh Hashanah, still it isn't going to stay. It's going to walk right away from you. That's why you understand why, after we're all said and done with this whole beautiful period of time, we end up with Simchas Torah as the last day. Where did Simchas Torah come into this whole foray? Simchas Torah is because that's the Simcha of Torah. Because that Torah will hold this connection to Hashem the whole year. That's what you celebrate. That's what we'll be doing. What are we supposed to do all year long? All year long, we went through the whole Torah. Every week on Shul. We read the Torah. It's not just reading, it's learning it, being Ma'aver Sedra twice a week. Go over the Torah portion. That's one level of learning Torah. But that connection to Torah, that's why there's a great Simcha on Simchas Torah to say, you understand, the person who really did his Avoda, you know, this is why Simcha, the whole Yontif is lost to everybody. They don't understand what they're doing. They're not doing anything. Right? If you really worked hard a whole El to do Tshuva, and you've been learning Torah, and finally Hashem grants you this tremendous sense of fear and awe of His greatness. And then over Sukkot you develop this love for Hashem. And it's amazing, you've got it. And you've been learning Torah the whole time. And you have the utensil and it's staying. So then you stand on the last day of this high holiday season on Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. And you say, wow, look what I have. Look what I feel. I feel that much closer to Hashem now. I feel that I love Hashem more. I fear Hashem more. And it's staying. It's already a couple of weeks after Yom Kippur. It's already after Yom Kippur. And it's still staying? Why? Because of this Torah that He gave us to retain it. So there's a tremendous joy you have in that Torah. Can't be anything but happy with the Torah. Because that's the receptacle that kept this whole avoda becomes complete. The worst thing you do is work on a major project and succeed. And then the last minute, you lost it all. You got it, and you lost it. That's the greatest pain in the world. You got it, and you lost it. That's where there's a lot of depression can happen after Yom Kippur. You got it, and you lost it. You're not holding on to it. You got to hold on to it. That's what simple. That's what Torah is all about. So that's a tall order. And that's why the Eitz Hara is trying his best to make sure people aren't learning Torah, not doing tshuva, because there's so much to be gained in this time of the year. Okay, let's continue. Back with the Tanya upstairs. So that's one thing to do. There's still one more to go. Okay, we got learning Torah was a big one. So now one more. Two lines from the bottom in the text above. Gam al yedei mitzvos hatzdaka, also the mitzvah tzedaka. Always come back to tzedaka. She midas hachesed, which is the attribute of kindness. She hu chitzonios ukli. Which is the external version. And the utensil for the aspect of the light and the love, for the inner aspect. Okay, which he'll explain. Kamosha Katzav, as the Pasuk says, Kivuar Panecha, as we say every day in the Shemoneh Esrei, Tzim Shalom. Kivuar Panecha, because with the light of your face, Nosata Lana, you gave for us Torah's Chaim V'Avas Chesed. You gave us a living Torah and the love of kindness. Perish, meaning to say, Kilo Or Panei Hashem, for this light of Hashem, Shubichinas Or, which is the aspect of light, Yesh Nei Kelim, there are two tools, Shem Torah V'Chesed, which is Torah and kindness. Let us look below, in the words of the Chassidus Mefaris, Avodah Zu, this work of what? Of Asiyas Kelim, making the utensils. You have to make the utensils. Le'or Hashem, for this light of Hashem, Koleles Gam Inyan Sheni, incorporates a second aspect, which is Mitzvah Tzedakah, the Mitzvah Tzedakah. Lefi Asiyas Chesed, Hi Hakli V'Hachitzonios L'Midah Avon. Chesed is the utensil and the outer aspect of the attribute of love. Meaning to say, there's an attribute of love. Now love is a very deep concept. It's deep. You can't touch it. Can you touch love? You can't touch love. It's a meat. It's a characteristic. So what is the utensil that encloses that makes it revealed, as it were, at least externally? He says, that is going to be the chesed, the tzedakah. He says, the regesh ha'ava shebelev, the feeling of love in the heart, he has siba, the hapnimius shomaisa chesed. That's the reason and the inner aspect of the act of kindness that happens. With love, that's something you don't see. But it's driving all this. So on the next page, v'nimsa sha'ava shebelev, love in the heart, he kamo or, that's like light. Umaisa tzedakah, and the act of tzedakah, Uhakli l'or ha'ava. That's the utensil for the light of the love. Meaning to say, if you really love someone, what will we see? You will do something for them, which is the act of chesed. Right? I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. You don't do anything for the person. So there may be a feeling of love, but it's not catching. It's not catching. It's not retaining. You got to do something to retain that. So that's what he's saying. That's what we're just saying, that it is the outer aspect. The tzedakah itself is the chesed that is done. Right? That's the external utensil for that spiritual aspect of love, which is really inside of you, that needs to be expressed and retained. And that's done through the act of chesed. Just, you know, it's all farkert now. The whole world is the opposite. Years ago, you never had to tell anyone that you loved them. It was never necessary. It was obvious. Love comes from doing. That's all there is to it. There's nothing to it. At the end of the day, how do I know you love me? How do you show it? You don't show it by saying I love you. I'm not saying it might not be that, but it isn't really the thing. I love you, I love you, I love you, and I don't do anything for you. So what does that mean? So we just saying words. Just saying words is nothing. But if you self-sacrifice for another person, an act of self-sacrifice for another person, more than anything, screams out, I love you. You don't have to say a word. You don't have to say a word. People know. Children knew their parents loved them. Never had parents, they don't have to be a parent say, I love you, and I love you, and I love you. My whole essence is, I'll live just for you. The parents have nothing. It's all for the kids. The kids see that the parents are dying for them. So what do the parents say? I love you. You know how superficial it is? How ridiculous it is to say I love you? When the love is just coming out of the parent from all the actions that they're doing? Look at all the time I spent with you. You know, I take you to school on the first day. I sat there when you were crying and I comforted you and I did all these things when I could have been doing other things. So now the parents have to now say I love you? But we live in such a superficial world now that people only look at the superficialities, and the kid doesn't hear, I love you, even though you've done so many things, they don't grasp that you love them. So Nebuch, we now have to say to our kids, I love you. Now that, but the problem now is they'll just say, I love you, and they don't do anything to really show they love. So then that's just a superficial act. Right? So the real love, I mean, every parent can love their children. Everyone can love, but it's got to be expressed with the outer utensil of the actual act. More than likely, if you're doing the actual act, you probably are expressing the love you have for a person, because you usually aren't going to do things very difficult for another person unless you love them. So that's what he's saying. You have to have that aspect of the love. So now this becomes another utensil, a very powerful utensil, as he brings in the next pasuk. And that's what he ends off. And let's look at the last column on the left side, on page Chav Zayin. This is the deeper meaning, as we're going to dive in this morning. Sim Shalom. Hashem, please bring peace into the world. Ki ba'or panecha, because with the light of your face, with your shining light, it's all we've been talking about, this closeness to Hashem. Nosata lanu Torah Chaim v'avas Chesed. You gave us a living Torah and the love of Chesed. Meaning to say, ba'or panecha, this or panecha is what? Hi ha'aretz panim elyonim. This is the higher face of Hashem. This is this whole closeness we're trying to achieve. Shor Hashem ameir b'nefesh. That's the light of Hashem that illuminates within the soul. V'yesh l'or zeh shnei kelim. There are two utensils that enable you to catch it. Torah v'chesed. Torah and Chesed. And let's just look at the very bottom to finish this up. Footnote 40. Hatam shetzarech lomer shnei kelim. The Torah v'chesed. What's the reason that we have to say there are two utensils? One is Torah, one is Chesed. Ki Torah hi hakli b'madregas demochin shel adam. Torah is the utensil for the level of the brain of the person, because the brain is one of the most important utensils to catch and retain this godly feeling. Chesed b'madregas hamidos, and Chesed, which is in this attribute of midos, character, and that's coming from the heart. You have to retain it with that. It's the heart and the mind. Retain this. So your mind has to be receptive, and your heart has to be receptive. And the best way to show that my midos, what's the beginning of the midos, is Chesed. In other words, you have the three higher aspects, Siros, of Chachma Bina Das, let's say. So Chachma is learning Torah. That's the beginning of the first three. And the bottom seven is Chesed. So those are that's who you are. Those are the top of the top three and the top of the bottom seven. And that's Torah and Chesed. When I have that, so therefore Hashem, we ask Hashem, with this or panim that you have, that you wanted to absorb in us, you gave us these two utensils to keep you within ourselves. So therefore we've got to be involved in Chesed and involved in Torah. And that's why, that's what the whole High Holiday season is about, learning Torah and giving tzedakah, doing Chesed. You're building. Now you got. When you're doing, you have to have in mind, this is what I'm doing it for. I'm learning the Torah to express that I want to know Your will. I am giving Chesed because I want to do what Your will is. I want to feel what Your will is. You're doing everything you can to hold on to this amazing or that's going to come. And when the or comes, and you keep on learning, you keep on doing Chesed, but it's for this intention, then you keep it, and that's what you enjoy. Simplest Torah, the most amazing way. Yes.
He seems to have switched from using the word tzedakah to chesed.
Same.
Tzedakah is the
clearest way to describe what chesed is. But if you don't have money, you do chesed. Either way, remember, giving tzedakah hurts. It's minimizing the focus on yourself. So therefore, that's the same thing that chesed. Same thing.
Any act of chesed will be a.
But a real act of chesed. Not a phony act of it. Not I'll visit you because I will glorify myself and I feel good about doing it. It's no, things that you really would not want to do for yourself. And you're only doing it for the other person. And there's no other intention of mine. Okay, I finished 2 days early.
Now what?
I don't know. We'll see. Okay, we'll try to learn something else tomorrow. If I don't come up, you know, check your emails this
right.
Evening. Check your emails this evening.
Okay.
I have time. I have to have something to teach.